Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, professionally silly listeners? It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, coming at you from the Anchor app. So today I've got a fun and creepy episode, you know, with a special guest host, a fellow podcaster. Before we get started, I just wanted to take the time to thank all of my loyal listeners for your support. There may be only two of you, but that's fine. You know, but to know that I do have people listening every week, it inspires me to keep going. So I just wanted to say, I fuck with y'all. I fucks with you. Okay, guys, I just wanted to thank you and show my appreciation for those of you out there who are taking the time to review, taking the time to check out my YouTube channel. You're subscribed. You're following me here on my podcast. It makes me feel really, really good. Okay, guys, so enough being gay. Let's go ahead and get to this podcast episode. There we go. What's going on, man?
Yo, what's up? What's up?
It's good to have you, friend. We was having some technical difficulties and whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's up?
Nada, man. I had to turn my phone off and turn it back on again and restart it. It was a lot.
That's what I did.
Shoo. But now we're here. Friends, what's going on? And welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast. If you're a new listener, welcome to the fun. And maybe some weird. I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where you can experience the silly, the random, the creepy, and of course, the weird. So in short, you know, we experience the world on a comical level. You feel me? But I like to put my stank on it, y'all know. Brought to you by my boredom and strange curiosities. But today we have ourselves a guest host. He's got himself his own podcast. He's very supportive, awesome, creative, amazing, positive energy. I mess with him. He's melanated, so we'll be really glad when Monday gets here. And February. I'll let you introduce yourself, friend.
Okay, cool. My name is Mr. Campbell, the creator of Cybershots Podcast, where I just talk about whatever's on my mind, basically.
Man, you know what? A lot of us have a lot of stuff on our minds, so sometimes it's nice to forget that shit and listen to somebody else's craziness.
Great.
Which is why I love podcasts. I love it. So I wanted to let my listeners in on something. See, Mr. Campbell might be already in on this because he follows me on Instagram, so he may be aware of this. But guys, I got myself a what the fuck life story I got to share with you guys, man. So many of you may not know, you know, all three of my listeners, I got hacked recently, and someone tried to purchase $432 from Wish.com. Man. With my money. Right.
Wow.
My question is, who the fuck spends that much money on Wish.com?
Okay. That's crazy.
Like, what are you doing? Why? You know, okay, lucky enough for me, my bank was like, hey, listen, did you try to spend this much money on Wish.com? And I was like, hell no. And they're like, no problem. We're going to go ahead and decline this transaction.
But here's the thing. We're going to have to issue you a new bank card. Now, normally it wouldn't be that big of a deal, simply because, you know, if your bank is in your city or in your town, in your state, whatever, you just get in the car, drive down there, whatever, get your new car, you're good to go. But my bank is in Atlanta. It hasn't expanded out to the West Coast yet. And I have not gotten a new bank account here, because in Los Angeles, a lot of these bank accounts, believe it or not, you have to have like a minimum of $1,000 in them to keep them open without having like interest charges and all that bullshit.
Wow. So
it's, yeah, LA, Hollywood, all that, it's bullshit. Don't move here. You're in North Carolina? Where are you?
No, I'm originally from North Carolina, but I'm in Florida.
Florida. Okay. I thought you were from North Carolina. Okay. I remember something dealing with you in North Carolina. And I was almost there. I was close.
Probably one of my story times.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, that must have been what it was, because I know for a fact. I was like, something's going on with North Carolina and this man. But I ended up having to. Now, the thing, here's a kicker. Okay, I just got my new card sent to me not a month ago, because my wallet was pickpocketed right before Christmas. And this is, I was so pissed. Oh my God. Hey, thank you, 2020. So my wallet was pickpocketed. I had to get a new license, new debit card, new bank card, new everything, you know.
Man.
New EBT card. Yes. Listen, I don't have no money, okay? Y'all think, because I got a few thousand followers on Instagram and three listeners on my podcast, and a couple of views on my YouTube, y'all think I got money? No. EBT all day, baby. Shit, man. So I had to get a new EBT card and all that stuff. So then when I realized that this asshat tried to steal my money, I got to get a new card. I hadn't even had my fresh new one for a month yet, and it took them about 2.5 weeks to give me that last card, because it was around the holidays. So the, you know, post office was slow as fuck, you know, how it is.
Right.
So now I have to wait for another card. No access to my fucking money or accounts. I only have like access to like PayPal and like Apple Pay, and not every business and corporation, you know, accepts that as payment. So it's like, I want my money. Okay. I don't have access to my 20s of dollars.
Hey, we need that.
Facts, man. It's my weed money.
Okay.
So that's my what the fuck of the week currently. Maybe I have a lot of what the fuck stories. I should start sharing them every now and then. I've been listening to these podcasts recently. I've been super into true crime podcasts. That is my shit. Mr. Campbell, have you ever listened to any of the true crime podcasts out there yet?
No, not yet. But I hear you always plug them. I said it must be good.
I'm telling you, my friend. Let me ask you this. Are you into true crime itself at all? Because if you're not into true crime, then I'm going to make you.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't watch TV, period. You know what I'm saying? So I'm into a lot of podcasts.
Oh, you're one of those. Oh, yeah. Snap. He has a life. Watch out.
No, I'm in cyberspace. You know, I got my other podcast with Shots and the Professor, and he's actually a real estate attorney, but he thinks the podcast is just therapy, and it's crazy.
Is it? And this is in Florida as well?
Yeah.
Well, you know, friends, I am contemplating about moving back to Atlanta, back to the East Coast, you know what I'm saying? So, and Florida's pretty close to Atlanta. So,
no doubt.
You know what I'm saying? We might need to get together and do some visual collabs for our YouTubes, my friend.
Yeah, no doubt.
We'll have to do something about that. So the reason I was asking about the true crime podcast, there are just so many amazing ones out there. And not just those alone, but podcasts in general that usually have two people or more, you know. And I'm a solo podcaster, so sometimes I feel like, oh, maybe I'm not doing that well by myself. Maybe, you know, the banter and blah, 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 it's great. And anyways, in the beginning of those podcasts, they're always talking about these amazing or creepy or horrifying or just plain shitty things that happened to them, you know, during the week of recording that particular episode or whatever. And it makes it more personable. And I think that's why my Instagram does well. And I think that's why my YouTube channel is starting to grow. So why not, you know, bring in some of my personal experiences here and there, here and there, to the podcast.
You know what I like, though? You know what I love? Yeah. Well, okay, first I got to tell you this. When I first started Anchor, right, my first 2 weeks when I started, I was like, I need some comedy, man. I need something funny. And I was scrolling, you know, remember the dial or whatever. And I saw some dreads. I'm like, skirt, hold up. professionally silly. I'm like, uh-oh. Let me push play. And I've been a fan ever since.
All right. You see this? My dreads finally getting something for me. About damn time. Okay. So, my friend, that makes me feel good. Thank you, honestly, because, man, I got to tell you, and when I started my podcast about 3 years ago now, it was a slow go. But then when I joined the Anchor app, Anchor community, and started recording my own podcast and researching and all that stuff, the Anchor community and the podcasting community within itself is so amazing. Like I've done YouTube and TikTok, Instagram, all that stuff. But the podcasting community for content creators, for podcasters, it's just so inviting. Everyone's so nice. They, you know what I'm saying? They give you advice. They support your shit. Like I got a few podcasters out there who are, you know, playing my promo here and there on their podcast, which is amazing. And it feels like it's harder to collab with YouTubers than it is with podcasters. I've noticed that.
Ah, yeah. I just started YouTube, I think like a month and a half ago, 2 months, something like that.
Yeah, stick to it, friend. But it's going to be a journey. Trust me on that. It's going to be a frustrating fucking journey. But it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm just having fun. I like making videos. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, friends, last week we talked about, we're going to go ahead and get to the show, whatever. Last week we talked about crazy shit that kids say and do stories. And let's face it, kids are basically insane. You know, but they do hilarious shit when they don't understand things, you know. But I know when I was a kid, I was weird as fuck. I don't know. What about you, man?
Yeah. I played the trumpet shit. I played the trumpet since I was like 8 years old.
Damn, Louie.
Yeah. And then I got into guitar. You know, I was like into music and everything.
Do you still play the trumpet?
No. I don't even know where my trumpet is.
Bro, you better be glad you said no. I was like, all right, guys, hold on. He's going to grab that trumpet and we're going to listen.
No. But, and you know, when I was in school and stuff, I used to keep my weed in my trumpet.
Ah, smart.
Hey.
Where do you keep your weed
now? That's a band nerd. Huh? He's a band nerd. I'm about to fire this bitch up. Fuck you, whatever.
Look, where do you keep your weed now?
No, I can't smoke because I get a random.
Them government jobs.
Yeah. But that's why I'm trying to push this podcast.
Okay. Look, listen, you need to support his podcast, support my podcast, so we can quit our day jobs and smoke weed whenever we want. That is the dream.
Yes.
Long-term goals.
I'm going to trip you out with this. You know what I have?
What?
I have Darth Vader water bomb from 1986.
Upset. I want it. It's mine. And it's the year I was born to. Hand it over.
What?
I'm an 86, baby.
Oh, shit. That's a good year.
Hell yeah.
I think I still got resume in it, too. Oh, you know what I love, though? What's it called? A paranormal? How you say it?
What, Paramount?
No, when you're investigating the ghost on your
The paranormal.
YouTube.
Paranormal Blacktivity.
Yes, Blacktivity. That's what I was looking for. I love that.
I am I'm hoping to do more Paranormal Blacktivity videos in the future. I'm hoping to do one at least once a month to get me started, but man, it ain't free. You feel me? I got to get to the locations, pay for the tours, or pay for the people to let me do it. Man, it's just, you know, it's not as affordable as people think to make, you know, content like that. But my plan is to bring more of that, because I'm digging it. It's a lot of fun. And I think it's going to do very well on the channel, honestly.
And you got to know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Please.
It's not a game.
Yeah. Do not be fucking around with spirits if you don't know what you're doing. Okay. I've been, investigating spirits and, you know, the paranormal since high school. And I've always had experiences since I was like a kid, but like I never was attacked or had a negative experience that was so crazy that it stuck to my memory, you know, smells, scents, sights, aberrations, things like that I've experienced, but I've never been like possessed, knock on wood.
I've actually driven through a spirit before.
You seen a cool spirit before?
No, I've driven through one.
You drove through a spirit?
Yeah, in North Carolina. On Chicken Foot Road.
We're going to need you to explain that. The fuck? Like, I drove through a spirit, but you know, whatever. Like,
yeah, this is road in North Carolina called Chicken Foot Road, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was working at, I'm not going to give them a plug, but I was working at one of the third largest hog plants in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody used to drag race, right? I had a Monte Carlo.
Oh,
and everybody said, yo, don't take the back road. Don't take the back road. I'm like, shit, man, we got $100 a piece riding on this. I'm taking the back road.
Right.
So it was like, I got goosebumps now talking about it. It was like 9 feet tall. It had on a top hat, a big ass stopwatch, pocket watch, and a cane. It was in the middle of the road.
So I just
mashed the gas and drove right through that bitch.
So wait, hold on. So you knew it was a spirit then?
No. See, I didn't know. Everybody said, don't take that road. Don't take that road. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I'm running it over.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be here. It appeared out of nowhere. It's done.
I can see it vividly right now in my mind. Real shit.
Damn. Wow. You saw an old-timey spirit in your car. Now, did your car get possessed?
Nope.
Well, that's good.
High octane.
That's good. You know, these are the silver linings and stories we have to look for. So, last week, my friends, that's hilarious, but I ran through a spirit, but you know, whatever. It was just the way you introduced that story.
I can say that now. I can say that now.
When was this? How long ago?
Oh man, this was in 97. Yeah, 97.
Did you ever experience anything else with that particular spirit or another?
Nope, didn't go down that road ever again.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that'd do it for you. Yeah. Fucking spirits going through your car. Yeah, that'll do it. So, last week, we were talking about crazy shit that kids do and say. My friend Summer, she joined us, and we laughed at children because, you know, they're hilarious. But if you haven't heard it yet, the link will be below in the episode notes of this podcast episode. I even shared an experience that I had with Caucasian chicken wings.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yep. A lot went down in that episode. And I said exactly what the fuck you thought I did. And remind you, this is a child's story, so just leave me alone. I'm okay. Smarter now. Wow. Yeah, that happened. Got some Jack and Coke in this cup right now. Stop playing. Mm. So, Mr. Campbell, this week I found some scary stories to share, but they're only 5 sentences or less. And I have to be honest, I was surprised with the amazing stories I found. I had a hard time choosing. There's like hundreds of them. And obviously, and a lot can happen in 5 sentences, honestly, or less, you know. So this is going to be a really interesting episode. If you're listening, by the way, if you're listening to this podcast on iTunes, I would love it if you would leave me a 5-star rating if you're feeling it, you know what I'm saying, and a written review on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Because every time I get 5 stars, it actually makes this podcast a little easier to find by those who haven't heard the podcast yet. And the same goes, you know, for Mr. Campbell's podcast or any podcast, if you listen to the podcast, how many times did I just say podcast? Jesus.
Not enough.
Right? If you listen to the Audible YouTubes, the podcast, and you really enjoy them, just take a few seconds out of your time, hit the, you know, the review button, rate them, let the podcaster know that you appreciate, you know, their hard work, their energy, or whatever it is that you enjoy about their podcast, because it makes us feel good. We like it. Let us know. Shit. All right.
No doubt.
Yeah. And if you want to join in on the silly, make sure you call or text my Google Voice number. I want to hear what you got to say. 805-664-1828. Or you can tweet me on Twitter at True Smiles Jones. Hit me up about this or any podcast episode that I've done. And I've got all that information on my social media and whatnot in the episode notes below. And actually, I'm glad that Mr. Campbell shared that story with us about his spirit, I guess, and his car impaling the spirit. I don't know. But I really love the idea of having listener story episodes. So please, please email me, ambersmilesjones@gmail.com, and send me your stories. Maybe you got a confession or embarrassing story. Maybe your car ran over a spirit. I don't know. Let me know. Send it in. So also, I got some information later on that I'll share with you guys dealing with the Anchor app. So if you actually, I played it earlier in this episode, the commercial earlier, the ad, you want to get Anchor. You heard me and Mr. Campbell talking about the Anchor app. So, yeah. So let me ask you this, man. How do you like the Anchor app?
You know what? I have met a lot of interesting people on Anchor, you know, mm-hmm. like you, people that we don't know, but we know them. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like your family. It's crazy.
That's what I was trying to say earlier. The podcasting community is pretty fucking like fire as hell. So yeah, he's right on that, you know. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break. Okay. For those of you that have always wanted to start your own podcast, just like Mr. Campbell and myself, but you've always thought of every reason under the sun not to. Well, guess what, motherfucker? No excuses. No excuses after you hear this, because it's going to make you want to start your own podcast for Frizzle. And for those of you who were not melanated, that means free. So, Mr. Campbell, I'm going to hit you back in just 1 second. I'm going to insert this ad, and then we're gonna do our thing.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, friends. We'll be back after this dope-ass message. Sub shots! We back up in this bitch.
Okay. Don't you love that music?
I love it, man. I love it. We were having some technical difficulties and whatnot. I am now recording from my iPad third generation because my phone is being a biatch. So how does it sound? Does it sound different to you? Do I sound clear? We good?
Yeah. You good.
All right, sweet. All right. In that case, let's go ahead and get into these creepy ass horror stories. And for those of you who want to start your own Anchor, you know, start your own podcast like Cyber and I did, like Mr. Campbell and I did, make sure you guys, you know, you pay attention to that ad you just heard. Okay. Cause that's how you do it. All right.
I got one quick question for you.
Yeah, go ahead. Pop it out.
Do you have Halonis?
Do I have what?
Halonis.
What's that?
It's Holonis. It's a website. It's an app. You can put your Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can put everything up there on one page.
What?
Yeah, you need to follow me on that, and I'll follow you on that.
Yeah, DM me that, bro. DM that to me.
Everything's on one page.
All right. That's sexy. Yeah, DM that to me. I'm going to go ahead and take that over, too.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Taking over, boy. I'm like Beyonce of content creation. No one knows it yet, though. That's all.
And after you get a certain amount of followers, you can sell merchandise on there. They have a store.
Oh, you know, I literally just got a, what do you call it? Like a comment on one of my YouTube videos saying, hey, do do you have any merch, like Paranormal Activity merch or
merch?
And I was like, man, but see, that's what I want to do. You know, I got to like look into getting a LLC or a copyright or a TM or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
I just got to figure out how to do that. Followers
on there, bam, they have a store in there.
Oh man, I got to figure out how to, that's the thing. I have a lot of ideas, but I don't know how to do anything. You know? So I may have to hit you up like, hey man, how do I do this? Oh, took a nice shot of Jack just now. I'm feeling good. Okay. Now, the horror genre, you know, whether it's books, movies, or what have you, is extremely popular. Now, there is something in many of us as human beings that we enjoy a good scare, you know, something to get the adrenaline pumping. Now, I don't know about you, Ms. Gamble. Is there anything that you enjoy doing that gets that blood pumping?
Other than podcasting and making videos, that's my thing.
Look at you. Look at you. I feel that. I second that. That's fire. I feel that. For me, when, you know, when I do like the paranormal investigations, that gets my shit going. Some people jump out of planes, travel to dangerous places, climb mountains, or, you know, just to get a good scare, they like to watch a scary movie. Now me, I'm a dream chaser. You know, in the industry of entertainment, living in Los Angeles. So clearly, right. I know horror. So let's see if these extra short stories can stir up a little fear, shall we?
Okay.
All right. So this first story comes from thoughtcatalog.com, and it's at Horror Files. Horror. Damn it. Every time I say horror, it sounds like I'm saying horror. Horror Files, yeah. So here is the first one. My wife woke me up last night to tell me there was an intruder in our house. She was murdered by an intruder 2 years ago. Ooh. That was a two-sentence horror story. Let's read it again. My wife woke me up last night to tell me there was an intruder in our house. She was murdered by an intruder 2 years ago.
That is kind of creepy, though.
Right? That's the creepy shit. And it was only two sentences, y'all, but damn. This man is, I think, it sounds like he's seeing the ghost of his wife who is still living in her last moments. And when you think about it in that way, that's fucking creepy.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Deep thoughts, bro. Deep thoughts. Yeah. I don't know. Like, what actually happens when we die? It's a question that has been asked for centuries and still doesn't really have any clear answers. But I hope, I don't know, experiencing your last moments before death, that kind of sounds like hell. Maybe she's a bad person. I don't know. I think these are fictitious stories from what I understand, but I don't know. Who knows? You know, it's the internet.
Okay.
Let's see here. You ready for the next story, friend? Let's do this.
Oh, here
it is. So our next story, let's see what it has in store for us. Just clear my throat. I peeked outside. The delivery guy is at the door, but I didn't order a pizza. And I definitely someone wearing a pig mask.
Oh, hell no. The old pig mask pizza delivery guy?
The old pig mask trick. Do not open that door, friends. I mean, I'm not a seasoned detective or even a detective at all, but I feel like the dude in the pig mask might have some murderous things in mind.
Yo, that shit crazy.
You feel me? That one was 1, 2, 3 sentences.
Man.
No one I know has ever knocked on a door wearing a pig mask unless they wanted something. That's just me. You know? And that includes trick-or-treaters. Those greedy bastards want everything.
Damn.
But
honestly, and you know, I can't help but wonder, what kind of pizza did he bring? You know, like, was there pizza in there? Because I got to tell you, unless it's stuffed crust, I'm not opening the door. I see you through that peephole with your pig mask. Is it stuffed crust, motherfucker?
Okay.
Otherwise. But I remember, I don't know, do you remember this urban legend? There's like an urban legend of a pizza delivery guy who shows up at your house and he knocks on the door claiming you ordered a pizza. And then when you open the door, he forces his way in and like tortures you. And if you're lucky, mm-hmm. he kills you.
What?
Yeah. Shit gets real, bro.
Nah.
You didn't hear about that urban legend?
Nah.
Yeah, there's another one, like when you're like in a drive-thru or something, and like there's like this guy, I think this actually happened, but don't quote me, you have to like search Google or Ask Jeeves. Is that even still a thing? AskJeeves.com? Or GoDaddy, I don't know, but just, but from what I understand, there was like this guy who would rob people at a drive-thru, because they're paying attention to the, you know, to the driver's side, looking at, you know, the person working the drive-thru, getting their food, exchanging money, all that stuff. So then the guy would come to the passenger side of the car and fucking rob you because you weren't paying attention. He just like fucking open the door or whatever the fuck he does. Like, that's, I mean, it's smart and it's terrifying at the same time.
Yeah, that was Daz, wasn't it?
I don't know. This is just like
Daz from Death Row back in the day.
Is that what? Shit, probably. Shit. Now I want pizza. Okay, so here's our next one. Our next story. Story number three. Before I go to sleep, I have to check all the doors around the house. If they're all locked, I move on to the next house.
What? Is that the end of it?
Yeah, bro, it's two sentences. I'll read it again. Before I go to sleep, I have to check all the doors around the house. If they're all locked, I move on to the next house.
Yo. There's some sick ass creepy people out here.
Two sentences.
That wasn't even a paragraph.
No, man. Okay, clearly we may have ourselves a serial killer. All right. I'm a total true crime addict, as I mentioned before. But let me tell you something. Locking your windows and your doors, in my opinion, is a smart ass idea. Okay. Because don't nobody got time to get serial killed. I don't. I have bills to pay. Okay. My cat needs litter. You know, like, shit.
Is that a tabby?
I don't know what Samantha is. She is, she just kind of fell into my life, and I was like, okay, I guess I have to keep taking care of you now. Because I got her when she was an adult, so I have no clue. She's a...
Because cats see spirits.
She is licking her private parts currently. Ah. And I'll tell you this, as a true crime addict, I have to say that it's just, there's just a lot of criminals that try their hand. And things like that, like testing to see if the door or window was unlocked. You'd be surprised how often that happens. I think it was, what was his name? The Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, actually did that, from what I understand. And if you, I mean, like, fuck, man, if you ever felt like maybe you heard someone outside your windows or your door, and maybe you told yourself, oh, it's nothing. I'm just freaking myself out. There's no one there. What if you're wrong? What if you were one of the lucky ones who actually locked their doors and windows? Think about that for a minute.
Right.
That's creepy, right? Two sentences made me think of all of that.
Man.
The human brain is weird. Also, I think this Jack Daniels probably helped as well.
I'm trying to keep up with you over here.
What you sipping on, homie? What you got over there?
I just got a couple of cold ones. Ooh. 12 pack.
Ooh, of what? What we drinking?
Budweiser.
Mm. And that's why we drink. Which is, I totally stole that tagline. That is actually a name of this dope ass true crime slash paranormal podcast. It's M and Christine, two best friends. I think like college best friends or something. And after they graduated, they started a podcast called And That's Why We Drink. And it's really interesting. M is part of the LGBT community, so I love her already. And she does the paranormal part of the podcast, and her friend Christine does the true crime part of the podcast. And it's a really good podcast, so make sure you guys check that out. And That's Why We Drink. It's really great.
What about I Said Goddamn?
I love it, I Said Goddamn, and you know it.
Yeah, I'll check you out. I gotta check, you know, I gotta check everybody out.
That was super aggressive. Sorry about that. I love that fucking podcast so much. I just figured like, okay, they all fucking know I love it because I talk about it so much. I tried so hard not to say anything, but he opened up the floor, man. He opened up that door. And
no doubt.
Proceed. It's a dope ass podcast called I Said Goddamn. That's exactly what it's called. Look it up. Spotify, iTunes, other places. The same places that our podcasts are available. Myself and Mr. Campbell's, their podcasts are available. So make sure you check them out. Review them. 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Subscribe, follow, all that mess. Because we're all extremely talented as human beings. And we need your help to become famous. No, I'm just kidding. It does encourage us to continue when you have more listeners and people are, you know, involving themselves in your content. It's awesome.
No doubt.
It's awesome. Story number 4. Now, I don't know how many of you are wondering if your windows and doors locked right now, but I got to tell you. I think I'm going to check it before I go to bed. Double check. But this is some creepy ass shit that I found. I had no idea that only a few sentences could creep you out. But when you think about it, you know what I'm saying? You can say some creepy ass shit. Even if it's like via text. I don't know how many of you have ever had any experiences with stalkers before. I have. It fucking sucks. Okay. But I have read and watched and listened to a lot of stories about that. And they receive like weird one sentence text messages, sometimes two sentences. Imagine this. You receive a text message and it just simply says, turn around. That's creepy as fuck. Two words.
Oh, hell no.
Two words. Two words. And I just, oh, my neighbor's dogs want to join in. Go ahead, Max. Mm-hmm.
What's up, Max?
Mm-hmm. Woof woof. Okay. Uh huh. Woof woof. Shut the fuck up, bitch. All right. All right. So let's go ahead to this next story. This one is a two sentence story. You ready?
Yep.
There was a picture in my phone of me sleeping. I live alone.
Oh, hell no.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Now that, hey. Oh, hell no. So the ghost already got your thumbprint and shit, right?
Hopefully it's a ghost. Shit, that could be a live ass person.
Damn.
That shit is creepy as fuck. Imagine this, man. Okay, Mr. Campbell, you just got off work. You're home. You know what I'm saying? You just ate. You just finished watching your favorite show and or sports event. I don't know what you like watching. You got yourself a cold one. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You're in your sleeping gear. You're all comfy. Feeling all safe and warm. You wake up the next morning feeling rested and you reach over and you check your phone only to find a photo of yourself sleeping. That's creepy, man. You was by yourself, man, the whole night.
Man, listen.
Man. I mean, for stories that are only a few sentences long, they certainly get my blood pumping. This shit is unbelievable.
What? It's a whole nother level right here.
I should write my own horrifying short stories. Let me see if I can pull one out my ass. I paid my bill as the night ended. I looked down at my phone to call my Uber when it went black. It was a long walk home. That's just terrifying, man. Because, you know, my phone died. That's terrifying when your phone dies. My whole life is on that phone. I post a Snapchat or Instagram story of my walk home if my phone is dead. That makes no sense.
Yeah, I got two phones in case one dies.
You smart. You smart. Yo, you want listen, you want to donate a second phone to the cause, bruh? February's coming up. I can use iPhone 11. Just saying, throwing that out there. Throwing that out there. I got an iPhone SE. Yeah, that's right, listeners. That's right. iPhone SE. Damn right. I don't want to hear shit. Don't tweet me about it. I know that it's an old ass phone. I'm aware. But you know what else is old? My ability to keep money in my account. So I can't.
Hey, you're making it do what it do.
Okay, hey, it works. It makes calls. It texts us. Okay, so be quiet. So we tell another story. This one is 1, 2, 3 sentences, but it's pretty good. We got this one from boardpanda.com, which is another dope-ass site that I love. All right, here we go. The last thing I saw was my alarm clock flashing 12:07 before she pushed her long, rotting nails through my chest, her other hand muffling my screams. I sat bolt upright, relieved it was only a dream. But as I saw my alarm clock read 12:06, I heard my closet door creak open.
Man.
Oh, snap. Now, for those of you that aren't good at telling time, 12:06 happens before 12:07.
Man, Amber.
No, sir. No, sir. Buddy is about to experience some creepy shit. Oh, that one got me a little bit.
Yeah, that got me a lot of bit.
I swear to God. Man, okay. My bladder at night is bullshit. The older I get, the more I gotta pee. It's really annoying. And I swear to God, if tonight I wake up at 12:06 or 12:07, I'm going to shit where I stand. And I'm looking at my closet door. That's legit. Like, what are you even doing in that situation? Can you imagine? Like, what you can't scrap with this bitch. I mean, she's dead. She got rotten
and
nails.
She's in the future.
Yeah, right. There's mother facts. This bitch can, what? You right.
Oh, futuristic rotten nail having ass bitch.
Right. Ugh. I don't want that bitch touching me. And now I guess this hoe was living in my closet fucking rent free. You have any idea?
Yeah, clean that shit out while you in there.
Okay, you better pay some rent. Motherfucker. Oh, that's creepy as fuck. Ah.
That is super creepy.
So for everyone listening to this podcast, whether it's a future episode, maybe you're listening to this podcast in the past.
Oh, shit.
Look at the time right now. What time is it?
7:37.
Oh, snap. That'd be funny as fuck if it was like 12:06 or 12:07 when somebody looked at their phone or at their watch.
Oh, man.
As they're listening to the podcast. Like, holy shit. All right, so this next one is creepy as fuck. We got like a few more to go. This next one's creepy as fuck. And okay, I don't have kids, but if I did, this would definitely freak me the fuck out. All right. I awoke to the sound of the baby monitor crackling with the voice comforting my firstborn child. As I adjusted to a new position, my arm brushed against my wife, who was sleeping next to me. Who the fuck is in the room with that baby?
Whoa. Do that again?
I do it again. I got you. I awoke to the sound of the baby monitor crackling with a voice comforting my firstborn child. As I adjusted to a new position, my arm brushed up against my wife sleeping next to me.
Yo, this is getting creepier and creepier, Amber.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I've, you know, doing paranormal investigations and being interested in the paranormal itself, I have come up over a lot of paranormal stories and experiences where people say that they hear strange voices or whispers or even laughter coming out of their children's baby monitors. you know, and that it does make sense because they do say that spirits and ghosts and whatnot, they tend to use that those radio waves, that white noise energy, to verbally communicate. So it does have pretty much what spirit boxes are. You know, for those of you listening to this episode, you know, just Google spirit box like right now, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. But they use spirit boxes so that you're able to verbally communicate with spirits in real time, which is fucking awesome to me, but creepy to a lot of people.
Yeah, I saw you using that.
Yeah, I use the there's a spirit box app that I used. It's like $9.99, and it's actually really reliable, more so than these spirit boxes that are like, you know, a few hundred dollars. And a lot of YouTubers use them. Omar Gosh TV, Kelsey Davies, even CJ Face, and a few others who are really into the paranormal videos on their YouTube channels. It's legit. So for those of you who want to try it, I mean, you can, but just be fucking careful. It's called the Necrophonic app. You can. It does work. It's like, I would say 80% of the time that I've used it, it's worked. It's answered questions that I've asked, or it has made statements dealing with the events that are happening at that moment. So it's...
And you were not allowed to follow me home.
Yeah, facts. Dude, make sure you say that shit. And if you're doing it at home, don't. Mm-mm. But yeah. Oh, damn. So, I mean, there's Max again. Hey, bud. Hey.
What up, Max?
Yeah. Did a breeze of wind go by? Did you see lint floating in the wind? That's gonna dog. You'll get tired of it anyway. But yeah, part of me wants to know, did they go check on their kid? Like, did they? Oh, I ain't going in there.
Like, sound like he just went back to sleep.
Too bad for the baby. It's warm right here. This bed is warm. Is that a demon? I can't fight a demon. No way. I gotta work in the morning. Okay. All right. So, our next story, we've got ourselves two horrifying sentences. The doozy here. Oh, lovely. My neighbor's vacuuming at this moment. I just love living in a studio apartment in the city of Los Angeles. You guys, if you donate to my PayPal, maybe one day I'll be able to get myself a recording studio.
Nice.
Get the hell out of here. All right. So this next one's kind of interesting. Story number 7. It says here, my husband woke me up by kissing my cheek when he got home late. This morning, I checked my phone. He stayed with a friend last night. What the entire fuck? Who? What? Okay. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who the hell kissed her cheek is what I want to know. No, ma'am. Okay. Wait, hold on a second. Okay. So did that person stay the entire night with her?
Okay.
Because she said her husband woke her up by kissing her cheek when he got home late. This morning, I checked my phone and he stayed with a friend last night.
So she had to wake up and see he wasn't there.
She must have just felt the kiss and just like didn't, you know, just like, oh, you're home, because a kiss on the cheek. That was probably her thinking that was her husband greeting her. I'm home, don't worry, you don't got to move. She probably didn't even turn over. She probably just felt the kiss and thought, oh, that's my man.
That's your girl.
That's my bull. But apparently she doesn't even recognize her husband's lips. Bitch is cheating. That's, I just read between the lines. There's something going on there. Something going on there, boo. Or, I mean, I guess it could have been a spirit or a ghost or something, but what if it was like a person? Like,
yeah.
That's weird. Can you imagine, like, laying in bed or whatever, and your significant other, who you think is your significant other, kisses your cheek? And you just don't turn over because you trust that that's them. And then the next day you realize, fuck, no, they didn't come home last night. What the fuck happened? I got to be honest with you. I would rather it had been a spirit than like a real person. Because that's creepy as shit.
Yeah, either or.
You know what I'm saying? I can sage my apartment if that were the case.
Okay, right.
You know, but if it's a person, I may not be able to... I don't know, like, it depends on who it is, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. So, yeah.
What
would you do, like, if that were you?
You know what?
That shit myself.
I don't know. I'll probably freak out.
Straight shit myself.
So you came home and kissed me on the cheek, but you at the friend's house.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Would you rather it have been a real person or a ghost?
A ghost.
Yeah. Because I can get a priest up in this motherfucker real quick. Throw some holy water around this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Art. Throw around the words "art thou" and some angels. You know, you use the word Jesus. You know, just heavenly words and things. We'll take care of this demon. Okay, but if it's like a stalker who has no time but time to fuck with me, yeah, no.
Exactly.
All right, so our next, we've got two more stories. our next story is, so this is this is a four-story story, and it reads, I began tucking him into bed, and he tells me, "Daddy, check for monsters under my bed." I look underneath for his amusement and see him, another him, under the bed, staring back at me, quivering and whispering, "Daddy, there's somebody on my bed."
Oh, hell no.
Now I'm going to read that one again. For those of you who are like, wait, what? because I had to read this one like two or three times before I realized what the fuck I was reading. I was, wait, what? So I'll read it again. This seems like a father tucking in his son into bed. And it says, I begin tucking him into bed. And he tells me, "Daddy, check for monsters under my bed." I look underneath for his amusement and see him, another him, under the bed, staring back at me, quivering and whispering, "Daddy, there's somebody on my bed." Yeah,
what
the fuck is in that kid's bed? And
snatching his little ass up. Get your mama, let's go.
Facts. First of all, that kid is dumb as fuck, because if there was another piece version of me hiding in my bed pretending to be me, I wouldn't be hiding under the bed. There would be an amber-sized hole through the wall. I'm not gonna, no. This must be a white family.
Okay.
Because they do shit like, let's go upstairs. Like in all the scary movies. You know, niggas run. We put on our J's.
It's okay, Brandon. Right. It's okay.
Yeah, calm down, Billy. All right.
Joshua.
Put on your LeBrons and get the fuck out of there. Don't even grab no Yeezys. Put those down.
Okay.
Put those down. But yeah, no, sir. I'm going to check under my bed tonight. That's for damn sure. That gave me chills as fuck. I don't like it. So we've got one more story.
Okay.
I honestly don't even remember what it is. Because I was 60 stories with those of these. So, all right. It says, after working a hard day, I came home to see my girlfriend cradling our child. I didn't know which was more frightening, seeing my dead girlfriend and stillborn child, or knowing that someone broke into my apartment and placed them there.
Oh, shit.
bro, that is a what the fuck moment.
That is some and slick also, shit.
A great reason to be single.
One more time.
After working a hard day, I came home to see my girlfriend cradling our child. I didn't know which was more frightening, seeing a dead girlfriend and stillborn child, or knowing that someone broke into my apartment to place them there.
Whew.
Yeah. That was one, two, three sentences. That shit right there is terrifying. I mean, I hate that, you know, the kid was involved in that one, but
yeah.
What do you do? That's some Zodiac killer shit. Like, I'm moving. I'm getting a psychiatrist. We're gonna go ahead and jump past a therapist. We need a psychiatrist at this point. Oh, Jesus. So I gotta tell you, if there's anything that you take from this podcast episode, man, it's stay single. It's lock your doors and trust no one. Professionally silly life rules, y'all. Legit. First of all, shout out to boardpanda.com and thoughtscatalog.com for these creepy ass short stories. I got a few sentences. Just a few sentences can be terrifying as fuck. Who knew?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Campbell, go ahead and shout out how people can find your podcast, your YouTube, and any other social media platforms that you want them to stalk you online on.
Okay, you can get at me on Halanas at Cybershots, all caps. It's S-H-O-T-S-S. That'll take you to my Twitter, my Instagram, my Facebook, my YouTube. And YouTube is Cybershots, also all caps. Two S's. And also Halanas.
Sweet, man. Don't forget to send me that link for the
Halanas. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. I want to check that shit out, man. If you guys
my,
say love.
My other podcast is Shots with the Professor.
Oh, yeah.
Who is actually a real estate attorney and is crazy as hell.
What's it about?
And the shenanigans go down over there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you guys talk about over there?
The shenanigans go down. Cybershots is more serious, but like I said, he's a brother that's a real estate attorney, and I think I'm his therapist.
Basically. Ah, wonderful. I'm a lot of people's therapist. I don't know why. My life is in shambles. Love life financially, mentally, emotionally. But I give great advice. I get great advice.
This has been a blast. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man. I got to tell you guys, you want to check out Sides, you want to check out Mr. Campbell. He's doing dope-ass things. He's a great supporter of the professionally. I am just blessed to have you recording with me. I'm sorry I had to scare you with all these sentences today.
Smile squad.
This podcast will be up this Friday, so every Friday, guys, I got a new podcast episode coming for you. If you are digging this podcast, which, let's be honest, if you're still with us right now, you are, give me 5 stars on iTunes, because it does help my podcast, by making it easier to find. The more positive ratings and reviews that we get when you guys leave us reviews, the more accessible we become. People find us. And who knows, man? Hell, maybe one day I'll make one of those top 100 lists on iTunes or the homepage or some shit. That'd be fire, man. Shit, you know?
No doubt.
Oh, and send me in your ghost stories, true crime stories, alien stories, confessions, I don't know, embarrassing moments, whatever. I want to do some listener stories. That would be freaking dope. So, Mr. Campbell, same goes for you. You know what I'm saying? If you got some dope-ass stories you want to share, you and I, you can always send me a voice message on Anchor, because he's got Anchor, which is another amazing thing you can do. You can record a podcast with anyone that has the Anchor app, no matter where in the world they are. So it's pretty fire.
When I drove through the spirit, it's actually on my YouTube. I did it on Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Halloween?
Yeah.
Well, that's...
No, it wasn't Halloween, but I did the story on Halloween.
Oh, on Halloween. I was like, well, that makes sense. Spirits be out Halloween. You guys got to check that out. Send me the link to that, and I'll put that in my episode notes.
Okay, cool.
You get it on there. And yeah, my email address is in the episode notes as well, Amber Smiles Jones. So you can send me your emails there. If you've got some true crime stories or things like that, I want to hear it, you know, and out of your person, like out of your experience, first person. Don't send me a link. Don't send me a video. Send me something that you wrote that I can read and share. Also, yeah, and there, like I said before, there's a lot of amazing podcasts out there, listeners, and I wanna show everyone that Professionally Silly is up in this bitch. You understand? So give me them 5 stars and reviews, bruh. Because you don't want to miss out. You don't want to miss out. Is there anything else that you would like to share with these mother suckers before we end this son bitch?
I would just like to do my outro, if that's cool.
Yeah, go ahead. Knock us out.
And we about this bitch.
I fucking love it. I'll meet you up later, man. Don't forget to send me that stuff, all right?
I got you.
All right, friend. I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace. Listen, like I always say, watch where you step. All right? There's pieces of shit everywhere. Take care, guys. Bye, right. Mr. Campbell.
Peace. Love you.